Belinda Audio and Canongate Books present this unabridged recording of On an Outgoing Tide, written by Caro Ramsey and read by Kathleen McCarran. Her body had been found at 2 o'clock in the morning, lifelessly drifting on the outgoing tide, pushed by the undertow. Her arms swayed below her, legs apart, then together, then apart, one red shoe on, the other foot bare. Her spanned fingers moved to and fro with the ebb and flow of the river, waving the coast goodbye, carried by the black waters of the Firth of Clyde. It was the bright red dress they had spotted in the searchlight, her cousin's red dress, which she had borrowed to celebrate the reopening of the nightclub. The boat neared her, light beams rolling over the dark infinity of water, the glistening rise and fall that flashed and died on the surface until they hit crimson and flesh. The outboard was cut, the rigid inflatable boat moving forward slowly, the bow nodding in the waves as they approached her, side on, carefully. For a moment, it looked as though she had recovered some vitality and was independent of her watery grave. Long tendrils of ebony hair fanned out like Medusa, the serpents writhing with her in a slow, sinuous dance. Dipping under the surface, the waves closed over her like oil, claiming her, and she fell, sinking. The pilot throttled back, wary of bumping into her, causing her more injuries if she were still sensitive to pain, or as if she were capable of knowing fear, and that she might escape, diving to the depths, or simply drift out of reach. Once the pilot was close enough, he leaned over the gunwale with his boat hook at the full reach of his arm, steadying himself before placing the curve of the hook on the small of her back, just a gentle pressure to steady her. He braced himself against the powerful surge and push of the waves, holding her as still as possible while the cradle was dropped with a silent splash. The casket sank on its ropes, then dropped underneath her. Her hair seemed to sense the trap. It twisted and fanned, winding round the side of the cage in an ebony convolvulus. The boat, the girl, and the cradle were steady, all three moving at one with the water. The boat circled once before heading for Greenock. She was going home now, wrapped in her plastic shroud in the bottom of the RIB, rolling with the swell. The pilot could see the welcoming beams of the headlights at the landing slip each time they crested a wave. He radioed ahead. They were on their way back.